This is the Cannabis Radio News. I'm Brian Bayhuth. In Oregon, citizens will vote on Measure 91 this November, which, if passed, would legalize sales and taxation of recreational marijuana. Peter Zuckerman is spokesperson for New Approach Oregon and told me the initiative picked up several key endorsements this week.
The momentum is growing every day. We just got an endorsement from the Oregonian, which is the largest newspaper in the state, from the City Club of Portland, which is the most prestigious civic organization in the state, from the Democrats, the political party. And, more and more people are coming to understand that it's time for a new approach to marijuana in Oregon, but we also have a huge amount of work to do still.
In other news from Oregon, Seth Crawford, an Oregon State University sociologist, recently published a study in which he estimated the size of Oregon's existing marijuana market. Dr. Crawford concluded the average marijuana user in Oregon consumes approximately 4.5 ounces a year and pays roughly $177 per ounce, and that most users purchase the drug from friends or a close-knit network. With polls showing likely passage of legalization this November, the big question remains how a well-established black market will interact with a taxed and regulated legal system.
That's the million-dollar question right now. And most people that are looking at this would say and suggest that if the formal market is going to be harmonized with that informal market, the price of marijuana in the formal market needs to be relatively close to what it is in the informal market. You have to look at the social relationships that have been built. Because this was essentially an underground industry for such a long period of time, you have a lot of people who've been participating for 10, 20, 30 years. Now, whether or not the price mechanism is going to overrun those social connections, I think, is one of the bigger questions that's out there right now.
On to Vermont, where a marijuana policy project survey of candidates taken before the state's primary on August 26 showed the state is poised to legalize marijuana. All three Republican gubernatorial candidates are on record in support of legalization, and incumbent Governor Democrat Peter Shumlin is working with the RAND Corporation on an assessment of legalized marijuana due out in January of 2015, just before the next legislative session. Matt Simon, New England political director for MPP, told me there's a sense of inevitability about legal marijuana in Vermont, and that the state legislature is grassroots enough to end prohibition with a bill during the next session.
Vermont has a very citizen legislature. I think, political opinion is always going to lag behind public opinion, at least somewhat. But with an election every 2 years and with, a state that has a lot of grassroots political activity, I think we do see legislators in Vermont being more responsive to public opinion than perhaps in some other states. In Vermont, there's a lot to be excited about. We're very enthusiastic that Vermont will be one of the first states to end marijuana prohibition and do it through the legislative process rather than through a ballot initiative.
And finally, to Washington State. As part of implementing a system to tax and regulate legal marijuana, the state is building a formal mechanism to better understand the impacts and unprecedented regulatory and governance challenges ahead, a knowledge experiment. In his recently released study, Brookings Institution fellow Philip Wallach is hopeful knowledge can help quell the unproductive political rancor of ignorance.
There's definitely the potential for everyday sort of grubby interest group politics to foul things up. I think the hope is, yes, that by putting in place this process to generate high quality information, it will give a counterweight to that and allow policymakers to have something else to base their thinking on, and rather than simply being confronted with more opportunistic arguments pushing them one way or the other.
And that's our show. I'm Brian Bayhuth, and I hope to catch you next week for another edition of the Cannabis Radio News.
Cannabis Radio News is produced and hosted by Brian Bayhuth in cooperation with KVMR Radio, Nevada City, California. For daily marijuana news and extended interviews, visit us at cannabisradionews.org.